1420 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where there has been some unexpected near last-minute movement in Congress to prevent a government shutdown tonight.
The bill is passed.
That bill, a House vote to keep the government funded for 45 days and deal with government spending again. Speaker Kevin McCarthy going against some of his membership, passing that bill with Democratic support. A bipartisan approach that could cost him, but for now McCarthy effectively says to his Republican critics, bring it on.
We passed by overwhelming numbers the ability to keep government open for the next 6 weeks.
Bottom line, the bill now moves to the U.S. Senate, which is also in Saturday session. If both houses pass the same bill before midnight, there is no government shutdown tonight. There is a poisonous leak from an overturned truck in central Illinois. Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons.
This accident caused a large plume cloud of anhydrous ammonia on the roadway. That caused terribly dangerous air conditions in the northeast area. To topless were evacuated because of it.
Five people were killed in that accident, five others seriously hurt. The weather is mostly okay now around New York City, but the last couple of days, they were more than a little rough. Many highways, train tracks, some airport runways were flooded, as were social media with raging water videos. And there was even some lighter side effect, Governor Kathy Hochul.
It's Mother Nature at her most powerful. It was so bad that even the sea lions at the zoo tried to escape. Don't know what to say about that, but they're back safely.
Into week three of the United Auto Workers strike, more plants are now idle than the horns were blowing for the union in Toledo.
We don't want to be out here. Nobody wants to be out here. We want to be in that factory working, making great product, making money for the company, and making money for ourselves. But there comes a point in time where you've been abused enough, you have to stand up for yourself.
Union President Sean Fain. As the justices prepare to return for their next term,
the Supreme Court is going to decide whether state laws regulating social media platforms, including Facebook and TikTok, violate the Constitution. The court is reviewing laws signed by Republican governors in Florida and Texas. The legislation is meant to prevent social media companies from censoring users based on their political viewpoints. But the tech industry group NetChoice says the companies have a First Amendment right to host, curate, and share content as they see fit. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Tech news. Apple is blaming a software bug and other software issues tied to heat problems with its new iPhone 15 models. It is working on its own fixes and also with apps that have been causing some of those problems. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 63. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 85 tomorrow. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 60. Temps swell above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show.